to the message, and there is a message. If you listen closely, it is all over the pages of their script. And so we begin our worship with our opening hymn.
Sorry.
This one is from this guy named Isaiah.
No, I don't know any Isaiah.
What's it say?
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rise upon you.
That is a weird text.
Sounds almost biblical. When did he send it?
Whoa, this is a really, really old text. Like 3,000 years ago. I didn't even know they could text back then.
Before the internet, before the age of smartphones, YouTube, Facebook, before satellite, cable networks, before television, radio, and yes, even the printing press, God wanted to open a communication line to all God's people. God had a message to send, a message with a capital M.
God announced the message through the words of the prophets. Each prophetic book is like a blog kept to update the people on God's plan for salvation.
Sometimes the words were harsh. God's people were wandering down the wrong path. They weren't keeping up with God's messages. They were just stumbling in the darkness.
But the prophets' posts brought hope. God remembered his old promise. A new light was dawning.
Well, it may be old, but you were clearly meant to get it today.
Your light has come. I wonder what that means.
Wait, now I'm getting one. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the lamp of darkness, all the light shines them.
It must be about the dawn of a smartphone.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Here's another one. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.
So he's not talking about phones or wireless internet. He's talking about a kid.
All right, I get it. Some sort of light child is coming, and people in the dark will flock to him. When is this all happening?
You are very impatient for some things that you don't even know about.
Just used to having this kind of info instantly.
Sometimes the prophets' posts were a little bit vague, but other times they couldn't have been more direct. God's people were waiting for a savior, a new king to lead them to victory. The prophets twittered very specific things to look for.
Wait, here's a new one. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel.
I think I've heard this before.
Yeah, I told you it's a really, really old text but we got it today. This message, it's for us right here, right now.
Light child Emmanuel, I'm going to have to do a search.
I think that's just what this Isaiah guy wants us to do.
We join in the hymn.
God has chosen a new online identity, Emmanuel, and like all names, it has a hidden meaning.
Quite a heavenly home. This Emmanuel sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, but it's still just a name, isn't it?
So where'd your search turn up?
Get this, Isaiah was the prophet of the Lord. His messages spoke God's promised Savior. And the name Emmanuel has a meaning. It means God's with us.
Wait, what are you saying? That this is the promised child of God?
I'm just telling you what the internet told me.
But if that's true, if God is really coming here as a child, as one of us, that means, I don't know what it means.
We no longer have to wait for updates from some unseen user. God is here, face to face, intimately involved in our lives. And God's message is not just words. It is the living, breathing Word, one of us, but still fully God.
Yeah, what he said.
Well, we have to get this news out there. God is coming.
I'm going to pass. I don't share stuff like this online.
Why not?
just makes me, you know, uncomfortable posting my faith out there for everyone to see. What will people think?
But I think we got this message so we could share it.
Think of Isaiah. He wasn't embarrassed to get the message out. Am I right?
God's message, spoken through the prophets, was not always well received. The people grew impatient. They forgot about the great things God had done for them in the past. They ignored and even laughed at the things God was saying. But the prophets were called to put the word out there, and they faithfully followed God's calling.
God has good news to share, and you, like the prophets, are the medium of that God has chosen. Pray for that strength and courage. Pray for God to give you the words to say as you answer his call.
See what I mean?
I get it, okay, it's just not for me.
Can you help me out here?
I'm forwarding Isaiah's latest text right now.
Great, thanks.
What's the message?
And I heard a voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I, send me."
Come on, it's Emmanuel, God with us. Help us share the message.
It can be as easy as forwarding a text.
God with us right here, right now. All right, I'm in. Send me.
Changing my relationship status.
Can't believe you're getting married.
Hey, someone instant messaging me.
Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you. Who is Angel G?
No idea. What kind of greeting is this?
You know, I don't think you should be chatting with someone strange online.
Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. Interesting.
I'm telling you, end this chat now. This guy's getting a little bit creepy.
Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
This is definitely crossing about a million lines.
I want to see where this is going. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
Ask him about how this could possibly be.
I'm way ahead of you.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy and the Son of God. That is by far the strangest text I have ever read.
No, this is real. I can feel it.
Ask him how... Oh, oops. Mary, what are you doing?
I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.
You may rethink that relationship status again. I think this goes way beyond the range of it's complicated.
You feel like singing? I suddenly feel like singing.
Mary may have had a few doubts, but she quickly and humbly accepted God's request. She carried God's message literally to the waiting world. The angel's greeting is for you too. You are a favored child of God, a bearer of God's message to the world. Through baptism, the Spirit of the Lord has come over you. You now carry the message in your heart, ready to share it with the waiting world as well. We can accept God's request as Mary did.
Status update. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit will rejoice in God, my Savior.
How late is it? You've got to text Noah. I mean, Joseph.
Thank you.
So, what was God's message? We need only to read God's holy text.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
God's message was there in the beginning.
Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he created the world.
God's message is here for us today.
The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of God, the word of the Lord remains forever, and his word is the good news that was preached to you.
God's message is forever.
Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life.
God's message is grace, forgiveness, love, life, everlasting.
It started with a worldwide decree, like an email campaign, to the waiting world.
And those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the words should be registered. That was the first registered when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town.
But the message was personal, delivered, quite literally, to a loving family.
And Joseph also went from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of legions of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth.
And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
God's message was for those who waited patiently.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news and great joy that will be for all the people."
God's message was made easy to receive.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby swathed in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger.
God's message is peace to all people everywhere.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
God's message is a joy to hear.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
God's message is a joy to share.
And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them.
Join us now at the manger and receive God's eternal message. Welcome Christ the Lord. God's message in a manger. We sing the verse.
Thank you. Wake up!
What's that?
Go back to sleep.
No, please wake up.
Is it the sheep?
It's not the sheep.
It's not the sheep?
It's not the sheep.
Then let me sleep.
No, wake up.
I do declare.
You'll never guess what I saw there.
Saw what? Saw where?
Saw over there, a flock of angels in the air.
What's that you say?
A flock of who?
A flock of angels. Yes, it's true.
A flock of angels? That's absurd.
It must be a flock of birds. A flock of birds up in the air.
They were not birds. I saw their wings.
But birds have wings.
I heard them sing.
But birds can sing.
A bird?
A bird. A flock of birds. Is that what you hear?
Say what?
Say here.
He heard what? The herd?
No, not the herd. Don't be absurd.
Of course that is. You heard the herd.
That's our job, to herd the herd.
No, not the herd.
Then what?
A bird?
No, herds and birds are where I heard. Flock of angels, yes, I swear. Up in the air, over there.
An angel flock.
I do declare.
I do not see them anywhere.
Not anywhere?
Not anymore.
But they're over there before.
You sure?
I'm sure, right there before.
Up in the air?
I saw them soar, I heard them sing and saw them soar.
You sure?
I never been more sure. They sing a song and off they flew.
They flew?
They flew like angels do.
Like what?
To where?
Like this! Up there!
Okay.
Flock of angels in the air.
Okay, let me say that's true.
It's true, I wouldn't lie to you.
Okay, let me say that's true. Why did the angels come to you?
To share good news.
Good news?
It's true.
With you?
It's true, and with you too.
They gave good news to me and you.
That's right, it's true, and then off they flew.
Good news.
They flew?
Like what?
To where?
Like this! Up there!
I do declare.
They said a baby had been born.
A baby, when?
This very morn.
A baby what?
A baby bird, a baby sheep.
Oh, not again, don't be absurd. A baby boy.
A boy, but where?
In Bethlehem, right over there.
In Bethlehem, a boy is born?
That's what they said, and in a barn.
In a barn?
That's what they said.
The angels?
Yep.
Go back to bed.
No, please wake up. We have to go.
Go where?
To Bethlehem, you know.
Go why?
Because they told us so.
Who told you, a little bird?
The angel told me this good word. Let's go see what I've heard.
About the herd.
What's that you say?
A herd of sheep.
Just let them stay.
Just let them stay.
It'll be okay. We'll go and come back right away, okay?
Okay. We'll let them stay.
We'll go and see.
Oh, hip hooray!
Then right back to the sheep.
Back to the sheep.
And back to sleep.
Let's go! We'll soon be there!
That guy's gonna wear me out, I swear.
Hey, wait, what's that?
I do declare.
A flock of angels
in the air.
You messed up so bad.
Hey, I was just thinking.
This should be good.
Jesus is God's message in the manger, right?
Yes, I think we pretty much determined that.
And that message is meant to be shared.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus himself said, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation.
How do you know that?
I've got a Bible quote app on my phone that recognizes certain keywords, and...
Anyway, if I am the one to share Jesus' message to the world,
yeah,
then I'm like Jesus' Facebook page.
Sorry, you're going to have to explain yourself. You're saying that you are Jesus' Facebook page?
Just follow me on this.
Oh, I will follow you. You're Jesus' Facebook page. I'd be crazy not to follow you.
I can see I've confused you when I said I really meant we, each of us, is Jesus' Facebook page.
I or me, either way, you still need to explain yourself.
Well, what do you do when you want to learn more about a person? You visit their, his or her Facebook page. You check out his history. You see who her friends are. You read his posts. You see what she's up to.
Yeah, I know how Facebook works. It's everywhere.
Exactly my point. We're everywhere to Jesus' disciples. People like you and me are in every corner of the globe, and being out there, that means we really got to be out there.
You've lost me again.
Like Jesus said, go unto all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You know, be out there.
Okay, putting ourselves out there. It's what Jesus calls us to do. I get that part.
We like Jesus' Facebook page. When people want to learn more about Jesus, they look for us. They check out what we are up to as Jesus' disciples. They can learn about Jesus' history through us, through our sharing of the word. But they can also see that Jesus is up to right now by seeing what we are up to right now.
And we are making friendship requests on Jesus' behalf.
We, the hands and feet of Jesus to the world.
We're like Jesus' Facebook page.
Now you're just making fun of me.
No, I get it. We've been called to go to all the world in Jesus' name. We represent Jesus to the entire waiting room world. His message of love and forgiveness is the original social media.
So you're saying you agree with me?
I think you make a very compelling argument. I'd be glad to be Jesus' Facebook page.
You're saying you like it?
Yeah, but don't push it.
Come on, I'm already thinking of some good news of great joy that I got to share.
Oh, we could post a video of our mission trip.
Or host a game night at church.
Or put on a youth Christmas service.
Thank you.
days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him.
Oh, just got a text from the wise men. He'll be here soon. Looks like our little Christmas pageant's almost over.
Well, what does it say? How are they getting here?
You heard the text. They've got GPS.
GPS?
Yeah, God's preceding star.
Epic joke fail.
Oh, here's a trip update.
And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to the place over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
I guess this message in the manger really has gone worldwide.
The light of the world announced by light of a star.
Hey, who are the stars in your life?
What do you mean?
You know, the people that have led you to the manger, your stars?
Well, my mom and dad, I guess, and my pastor.
All kinds of people, really. Too many to count. A lot of them are right here in this room.
It includes people all throughout history, too. Followers of Jesus, stretching back all the way to his first disciples.
And even farther back to the prophets and to the faithful men and women of the Old Testament.
Each of them had stars, and each of them was a star to others.
They're all our GPSs, God's preceding stars, passing the message from one generation to the next until it finally gets to us, right here, right now.
It really goes all the way back, doesn't it? To the very beginning, when it was just the Word.
What do you know? Another text right on cue.
We also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the Word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the Word of men, but as what it really is, the Word of God, which is at work in you believers.
The true Word of God.
God's message in the manger.
And it's in work, and it's at work in us. And it's at work in all of us today, which means...
Which means that we're equipped with GPSs too.
Well, as long as I'm a big star, I guess this little play was worth it.
As long as you're a big star, you'll have a job to do. Share the text.
I know just the one to send.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Christ is born today. The message in the manger is ours to share.